But considerably more tax dollars could be saved, Clark realized, if the department did its own printing. It made no sense leaving valuable plates, dyes, and paper far away in New York City in the hands of three private companies, which enjoyed a monopoly and could dictate printing prices to the U.S. government. Clark began bringing in printing machines, installing them in the basement and north wing attic of the Treasury building next to the White House, to gradually start taking over the printing operation from the New York companies. He began with roller machines to make the impressions on paper. In the summer of 1863, Clark added new machines developed by Stuart Gwynne, a middle-aged New York consulting engineer, chemist, and inventor who used hydraulic pressure rather than rollers, plus a different type of paper to produce the currency sheets. Gwynne believed hydraulic presses could print faster than the old roller machines, and Clark agreed. But Gwynne's new technology still had bugs to be worked out, and by the end of 1863, few of his machines were operating yet. It would take until late spring 1864 before mechanics had fixed the problems, and Gwynne's machines began outperforming the roller versions. The presses Clark did have running soon were saving the Treasury Department millions of dollars in printing costs. The New York companies charged, for example, $59 per 1,000 impressions for fractional currencies, paper money for amounts less than a dollar. Clark's machines did the work for almost a third of that amount. Faced with losing millions in rich patronage, the three New York companies mounted a fierce lobbying campaign to convince Chase and Clark to give up in-house printing. When both men refused, the companies played dirty. A banknote executive first offered Clark a $50,000 bribe to quit the department. When that didn't work, company executives tried a smear campaign to convince Chase that his printing chief was an immoral charlatan who should be fired. Chase stood by Clark.